They fell in love from a podcast, so they started a podcast. It's your weekly Sappy Hour with goofy banter, meaningful conversations, and relationship advice from the male and female perspective. So let's catch up with the fries. Here are your favorite weirdos, Blair and Luke.
What's up, everybody? What's up, everybody? What's up?
Am I too loud?
No.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody? What's up, everybody?
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another week of Catch Up
with the Fries. I'm Luke.
And I'm Blair.
Mm.
So you know what I actually just thought about?
What did you think about?
So you know how 2 weeks ago we were talking about the review about me yawning all the time?
Yeah.
Today, when I was doing my workout class, my body pump at the gym, nonstop yawning the whole time.
Man, you just weren't breathing.
I just don't know how to breathe.
I really don't.
It's like
you got to take some breathing exercises or something like that.
Maybe. Because the whole entire class. And I'm like, I'm clearly not tired. Like, I'm working out. I'm bouncing up and down. Like, I've got energy. But I was just yawning the whole dang time. And I hate it because I'm front row. And I'm like, oh, this instructor's probably looking at me like, girl,
wow.
Go home. Yeah.
Am I that boring?
I'm sorry, I just can't breathe. But anyways, I just thought about that.
Classic mix up.
So let's dive on in.
What are you thankful for?
Shoot, I forgot to think about it.
I know what I'm thankful for.
Okay, you start.
You know, I'm thankful for dermatologists.
Mm.
My skin is moly, 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 moly. It's everywhere.
Guacamole.
Guacamole. Just like put them all together and you connect the dots for days on my back, my legs, my face, my arms, everywhere. But with my type of skin, I have to get checked up all the time. I'm very proactive in making sure I see dermatologists at least once. Love to see them twice. About every 6 months I like to see it. Just because, again, with traveling so often as well, it sucks in the sense of not having a dermatologist that just knows my skin.
Yeah.
So everywhere I go, I have to start all over. But now with Blair being my wife and seeing all my all my crevices.
That's what I do.
All my crevices. She,
yeah, I can check out his butt mole.
Check out all the goodies.
Still looks good.
But so that's super cool. But I'm super thankful for dermatologists because they're experts at skin. And my skin needs experts to have experts. I don't know where I was going with that.
Expertise. Just keep saying experts.
Experts, it will come to me at some point in time.
You'll sound smart.
Yeah, but no, super thankful for dermatologists. Anyone in the skin game, just like love it, here for it, appreciate you. Get your skin checked, wear sunscreen. Being super, super, super tan unhealthily is not good for your skin.
But you look cute. I'm just kidding. Do it in a healthy way.
Do it in a healthy way. Moderation. Boom.
Experts. Good one. That's great.
How about you? What are you thankful for, girl?
Okay, so I am actually thankful, this is kind of like a little, I get to tell y'all about something exciting.
Okay.
But I am thankful that during this grossness we call winter here in Pennsylvania.
It did snow this morning when I went to work.
This is winter for me. And it's November. Like, usually this doesn't start till like January. We get fall till like through December and then it's winter.
Mm.
This is winter weather.
There'll definitely
and it's
be
just
days
the beginning.
Where, there'll be days where it gets like really warm though too. And you'll be like, what is this?
Well, good. I'll enjoy those days. But that's not what I'm thankful for. I'm not thankful for winter. I'm thankful for the opportunity to go on a cruise to the Bahamas in 2 weeks.
Okay.
And it's going to be so magical. And I just can already tell I'm going to be so happy with the warm weather. Put on a bathing suit again. You know, it's like I left Georgia And I had no idea it was going to be the last time I'd wear a swimsuit for the season. So
should have broke it to you while you were there. Sorry.
Yeah. So luckily I get to wear another swimsuit.
I'll take all the blame.
But unfortunately, I didn't realize I was going to wear another swimsuit. So your girl hasn't been preparing. I thought bikini season was over.
It's not, I guess.
No, it's not. So I'm really excited for that, to go on a little cruise. It's going to be so fun.
I can't wait.
You're not going.
Darn it. I was looking forward to it.
I wanted him to come.
I was looking forward to it, but you know, I have to work, unfortunately.
I know. So basically what happened,
What had happened? Tell me what had happened.
This girl who owns a management company who does some of my collabs, like manages some of my collabs, reached out to me about this cruise line that was looking for like travel influencers to go on this like inaugural cruise for one of their new boats.
Ding, 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 ding. And we so have just, a winner.
It's just a short like little 2-night cruise. But she was like, they'll pay for your flight and your hotel like the night before the cruise. And then it's free food, free alcohol, free excursions like while you're there. And I was like... Absolutely.
Fun food fantasy. Knoebels amusement. You're just really, resort.
Really just going with the ad lib this week, huh?
It's late.
It is late. Don't yawn.
I worked all day.
So I'm super excited to go on this cruise. But I got a plus one as well. And like Luke mentioned, he's working. Womp, womp, womp. But my friend Mercer, who was on like the third episode.
Plug, plug, Mercer.
Actually, she might have been like sixth. I don't remember.
Plug, plug, sixth episode.
But she's coming with me and I'm so excited.
Oh, it's going to be such a great girls trip.
I know.
I'm excited for you guys.
And I get to finally meet Courtney, my manager, and then two other girls that she
manages
are coming too. Yeah. So I'm really excited. It's going to be so
sick.
Fun. And gosh. I get warm weather. Oh, I'm pumped.
I'll be there in spirit.
You will be.
Take a shot for me.
Okay,
Pour one out for me.
Dude, I'm honestly just going to drink piña coladas out of a coconut.
Yeah.
All day, every day.
That is just like
my
you,
dream.
Girl.
I know.
Just you.
Oh, I'm so excited.
You think of Blair, you think of piña coladas out
by
of
the
coconut.
Pool.
By the pool.
Actually.
By the pool.
I don't know if I'd rather drink it out of a coconut or a pineapple.
Pineapple.
Oh, do you know me or what?
Don't know.
All right.
Time will tell.
So, guys, Halloween just happened.
It did.
I really just wish these were live time so I could be like, how was it?
Yeah, I know.
What was everybody? Tell me what you were.
Show
tell
some
me,
pictures.
Tell me how Halloween was. I mean, you can send us your... Oh, maybe we should do something fun where people send us... DM us your costumes to at Ketchup with the Fries, and we'll share some on our stories.
I love that idea.
I love
did you
that
just
idea.
Come up with that right now?
Oh my god, I did. I'm so.
Did we just become best friends?
I'm so.
I think so.
On the spot, clever.
Let's go, girl.
I'm just kidding.
You are.
But yeah, DM
so
us your
clever.
Costumes because I love. I actually like posted on my own Instagram and said, "What was everyone for Halloween?" and just like asked people, and I was reading through them, and there were so many like good ones.
But you got to
put...
But I want
to see
them.
I know. Well, some people did send me, like, pictures because...
Keep them coming.
They were just, like, so proud. But yeah. But
send
it
to us.
Don't send it to Blair.
No.
Send it to Ketchup with the Fries.
Send it to us.
A.K.A. Blair on another account.
Touche. Touche.
Okay. But Halloween. What did we... Tell them what we did for Halloween.
Dude, so it's actually pretty dope. It actually lined up perfectly that... I had a week off from work, and Carl had a week off from football.
Carl is Luke's best friend.
My best friend. Yeah, he was
my best friend.
My best friend.
He's
my
his best friend. He's a little, like, cockroach.
What a cockroachy kind of failed. No, not at all. Best friend and best man at the first wedding. But he was home for a week, had a bye week from football, and we were able to go down to the suburbs of Philadelphia.
West Philadelphia.
It's kind of, it is West.
I know.
Because we were close to West Cheddar.
West Chester, Philadelphia.
We're going to West Chester. But yeah, we got to go down and hang out with him. Solid quality time. Got to hang out with him and his friends, meet his boyfriend. And it was just a freaking awesome time.
Mm-hmm.
I have not had time where I could just spend with Carl for like 48 hours.
Yeah.
Since legit... Mind blown. Gosh, honestly, probably since college, really.
Our wedding. But it was a lot of people, so yeah, not really.
And it wasn't like he was only there for a day and a half, I feel like. He wasn't even
It's close to 48 hours.
That's true, touche.
But yeah, I see what you're saying. But like, it wasn't just like quality one-on-one time.
Right.
It was like
so we got to,
a ton of people.
We got to go down there, hang out with them for a little bit. Went and got some banging Japanese, some sushi. And then we got to hang out with some of his friends that I became friends with as well, just through Carl, knowing him from all his friends from high school. So it was a great start to the weekend. And then the next day was Halloween. We woke up, you know, just went shopping, got all the goods ready to rock. We got super festive, like made all Halloween-themed stuff. He decorated his house to the nine. It was fantastic. There were bats everywhere. You're like, you're in a Halloween house when there's bats everywhere.
And also when there's real live ghosts in the house.
Yeah, there might definitely be
Yo,
ghosts.
Yo, that house was for sure haunted. Like
for sure.
For sure. His best friend's house was for sure haunted. Y'all, listen to this. And then back to the festivities. So the second night we were there, we're in this room. And of course, y'all know I have my freak out things about me. And they give us the one room that's connected to like the upstairs attic. I'm like, why you gotta give us this room?
Is there such thing as a downstairs attic?
Probably not.
I think we call that a basement.
Whatever. It could be. It's a thing. So anyways, I'm already like, great. So who's up there? Who lives up there? So we put a chair. Luke put a chair at the bottom on the door. But anyways, we're sleeping the next night. This is like Halloween night. And all of a sudden, I just like open my eyes and I see lights. And I'm like, that's weird. What's lit up? And I look and he has those like fake candlesticks in his, all of his windows that, you know, you like plug in, it turns on. One of, and no, nobody's touched these. Like,
no
it's
one.
Not like we've been turning them on and
we've
then like turning
sleeping.
Them off. Like
sleeping.
Nobody's touched them since we've been there. And this one candle flame just starts flickering in the middle of the night, turning on and off. I woke Luke up and I'm like, dude, like, I know I'm a little overboard, but like, you gotta admit that's pretty freaking creepy. And he's like, oh yeah, that's pretty creepy. And I'm like, cool. So if there's a ghost, I come in peace. I'm just trying to sleep. Like, I'll be out of your way in no time. I'm leaving in the morning. But anyways, I was like, how appropriate. It's Halloween night. There's a ghost in our house. So anyways.
Yeah. But no, it was.
But back to the party. Back to
true.
The good stuff.
I mean,
stuff.
That was warranted. Yeah, I mean, it's Halloween. Ghosts
all
come
together. Had to
together.
Get a little spooky.
I know. But the party was great. Great food.
Oh, tell them what we made.
I made Halloween poppers. I made Halloween poppers.
Jalapeno.
Jalapeno
poppers.
Jalapeno. Yeah, jalapeno poppers. They're my new party trick.
They are.
They're freaking
banging.
They
were a hit.
People loved them.
Luke
they were,
ate about 20 of them, but they were a hit.
I only made 20 of them, so they were a hit.
I'm just kidding.
They hit my stomach nice and hard. But then Blair made a banging. I mean, that's all I drank was a spiked apple cider. Daggum.
Legit.
Daggum.
He drank like 20 cups of it. Not
did that,
actually.
Did it not go down smooth? Oh, you better believe it did.
It was so good. All it was, let me tell y'all. Just pour a gallon of
apple cider.
And then you cut up some apple slices, cut up some orange slices, drop those in the crock pot, put some little, what are those called? They're like cinnamon sticks. Drop those in the crock pot. And then I added a full liter of...
It was a fifth.
What?
It was a fifth. It was not a liter.
It said 1 liter on the bottle.
Did it? I thought
yeah.
It was a fifth.
No, it was 1 liter.
Hot dog.
Which is like a third. It was like a 3 to 1 ratio.
Math.
Of Captain Morgan spiced rum. Poured that bad boy in. Stirred it up, let it get nice and warm.
Let
and
it
like,
soak.
It was crazy because, like, you could smell the alcohol, but not taste it. And, like, coming from me, that means you legit can't taste it, because everything people be like, you can't even taste alcohol. And I'm like, okay, bleh, tastes like straight alcohol. But this, like when I first made my first cup of it, I was like, oh my God, I put way too much alcohol, because I smelled it, tasted it.
And all
it.
Your like nose hairs just burn away.
Yes. And then I tasted it and I was like, oh my God, this is delicious.
Oh, it's so good. I legit probably had 10 glasses of it. But the thing is, I was sailing. I was sailing. I wasn't
sailing with Captain Morgan.
I was at that perfect sail. Like I wasn't speedboating. I wasn't tubing. I was just sailing
with the captain.
It was awesome. Yeah. But no, it was so good. Definitely a hit for me. And just the jalapeno honestly, poppers and the apple cider.
That
just
was
like,
Luke's dinner and drinks for the night. Jalapeno poppers and
apple cider.
Spiked apple cider.
Dang it.
And then I also made some dirt cups because I was like, I got to be festive. And also like memory lane. Everyone loves nostalgia.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
You know, everyone was like, are those dirt cups? I haven't had those since I was like in elementary school. And I was like, I know. Go grab one. Don't worry, the worms aren't real.
Got them.
But anyways,
they are.
It was such a fun weekend. But honestly, you guys, like, I mean, I've never been like, quote unquote, like a party girl. Like, I would go to a party in college, but like, I was never like a rager partier, like always going out, always drinking. And especially nowadays, like Luke and I went on Friday night we went to a party and Saturday night was Carl's party. When we were driving there Friday night, I legit asked Luke, I was like, when was the last time we went to like a party? Like where it was like called a party, like BYOB, we're gonna, you know, like.
Turn.
Like it's like you'll have like a hangout where it's like,
turn
everyone come over,
what?
Let's hang out. But like a legit like quote unquote party.
Right.
And I was like, and he was like, I don't know.
I could not.
Especially because of like COVID. Like, it probably was like Nashville when we lived in Nashville, honestly.
Well, I guess our wedding's technically a party.
Well, that doesn't count.
Like,
I'm talking about like a house party.
Party.
A house party.
Thank you.
A house party.
Okay.
But anyway, so back to back nights, y'all, I was like, man, this is just not my lifestyle. This is not for me. Like, even the second night when everyone was at Carl's, what time do you think it was? Like, maybe midnight?
Maybe.
It was like maybe midnight. Luke and I are sitting.
They are bumping music.
They are like having, which I love a good dance party, but I was like, it's midnight. I'm pretty tired. And they're all like having a dance party and Luke and I are sitting on the couch. We had like just came in the room. We sat down on this cozy chair and we're like watching
Game
all of them.
Over.
And I told Luke, I was like, doesn't it feel like we're in one of those like Christmas movies where it's like you are almost dead and then the angel comes to like show you your life and you're like, guys, I'm right here. And they like
look
don't
right
see you.
You
because they were all just having the time of their life and it was like we didn't even exist. And we were like watching and at one point a song came on that I loved and I'm like singing it, like pointing at Carl, like trying to get his attention to sing it with me.
I vividly remember
and
this.
And he's just like singing it, looking straight past me. And I'm like, I'm alive, Carl.
I'm not a ghost.
I'm not dead. Look at me. And then finally he did look at me and I was like, okay, cool.
Okay, I'm still breathing.
I'm alive.
That happened on the Friday before too.
I know. And that's why I said it's Saturday night too, because Friday night, same exact thing. We were like getting ready. We were ready to leave. We're sitting on the couch and everyone's
doing their thing,
going crazy at the party. And I'm like, just feel like I'm in one of those movies. And then so then it happened again Saturday. I was like, look, we're back in the movie. But anyway, so definitely, you know, realized confirmation this weekend that it's just not my thing.
Dang, not two in a row.
The prep. I like hosting like a get together where it's like, hey guys, let's come over. Let's sit by a bonfire and then let's watch a movie, you know? Let's have a conversation.
Movies, not so much. I'm going to fall asleep.
Okay, yeah.
So, like, movies are not fun for me.
That's true.
So, like...
more just, like, chill. And also, I mean, to be fair, you were the only person I really, like, knew well at either of these parties.
Yeah,
so, it's
true.
Not like I'm, like... if it was, like, all my friends, I'm sure I would have been doing...
all my friends and me.
I have no idea what that... from that was so random. But anyways, like if it was all my friends, I would have been up there dancing, going crazy with them. But because I don't know them and I'm not, it's funny. Like, I feel like people expect me to be like super extroverted because I am a very outgoing person.
But you're not.
But I am not. Like,
I am.
If I go to a party.
Weirdly, too. It's kind of like inverted in a way. Because, like, I hear what you're saying. Like, you're an extrovert. You talk to people, but,
oh,
yeah.
And that's how I get my, like that's how I recharge is being by being with people. Like, I never want to be alone. I always want to be with people. But I like doing, like, low-key things with people.
Yeah.
Like, if it's...
Personal time.
Yes. And even, like, before the party, we went to dinner with Carl and his boyfriend. I love that scene. If I don't know people, I want to go to, like, a small intimate. As soon as it's, like, a party with 20 people and I don't know them... I just feel like it's like awkward small talk every conversation you have because right. You know it's not like, oh, let's talk for 2 hours. So it's just you just have like these tiny little conversations and I hate them. I hate small talk at parties. I hate just being like, so like, where do you live? What do? You know, because it's like they don't really care because you know that it's like.
Honestly, sometimes.
Sometimes great combos happen.
Burst in the great conversation.
For sure. But. I'd still rather like, well, and that's when but to my point, like when you and me and then like another couple would kind of be off on the side and we would start talking, don't mind that at all.
Right.
It's just like the big conversation. Like I'm silent. Like I'm not really contributing much because I just like, I don't know. I'm very, I don't know the word I'm looking for.
Awkwardly social.
It's or not that. Awkward. Yeah, I was like, it's not actually that, but yeah.
Maybe it is for you.
I do get uncomfortable.
Because you're awkwardly social, but you're super social, but you're not socially awkward. And what I mean by that is feel like socially awkward is just like, you don't know how to talk to people. Yeah. Like you're kind of, but if you're awkwardly social, like it's sometimes
it's
you can be awkward.
It's people I don't know.
Because
you know? Like even that's why I never went on dates. Was because I was like, no, I don't. What if I don't know what to say to them? It's blah, 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 you know.
See, that's where we're different. I don't mind that.
You don't mind going on dates?
That no, I hated going on dates, but
exactly.
Talking to people. What I mean, like,
yeah, small, you love
like,
it.
I don't mind that at all. Like,
it's
doing
just the
that,
setting,
doing that banter.
Yeah,
with people I don't know. Mm. But yeah, it was a solid Halloween.
It
Hope
was.
Y'all had a solid Halloween too.
So then let's chit chat about your music video. You guys, it was
so good. Let's okay. not be wrong. It was so good.
So let's just chat
it's
about
it. It's still going to be great.
Here's the thing.
We're getting there.
Luke has a song coming out.
The 19th.
November 19th. Tell him. Should we give him a sneak peek?
Sure.
Okay. Here's your little sneaky peeky.
People try to tell me I've changed. And how do you gauge that? Cause I feel great. I couldn't be better.
It's you always put out like fun songs, so I'm excited. This is kind of like a chill vibe.
Yeah, it's
I mean,
more
I guess you put out
too.
Chill vibes too, but like
it's more of like a meaningful. Like it's not that my other songs aren't meaningful, but this is like I feel like this could hit home a little bit more for other people, maybe.
Yeah, but anyway, so we're recording a music video for it because legit, Luke was like, we were gonna go out and shoot some like pictures
and
maybe like a little bit of stuff for promo stuff, and then Luke's like, hey, I think we should shoot a music video.
Yeah.
And he's like, you know, I feel like this song could just be super easy to just put like cool drone footage, have me singing, you know, whatever, whatever. And I'm like, okay, let's do it. And he's like, all right, you want to go out and do that like now? And I'm like, absolutely not. Like, I need a day at least.
I was ready.
He was literally like, let's go.
I got all my clothes. I got all
yeah,
my guitars.
He like comes
I was
downstairs
ready to rock.
And he's like, I got to change of clothes. And I'm like, babe. You can't just say we're going to do music video and then expect me to walk out the door 5 minutes later, especially
yeah.
being a planner. I'm like, no. I need to like write out a shot list. I need to have a vision because if I just go out there with no plan, I'm just going to get stressed and then nothing's going to get accomplished.
This is true.
Exactly. So.
But me, I was like ready to ride.
I know. So I was like, okay, let's go shoot promo stuff still today like we planned and then we'll we'll really just like list everything for the music video, go out and do it tomorrow. So that's what we did. Next day, we go out. We shoot amazing content. We're like, wow, this
is solid day.
This is beautiful. It's going to look great.
Stoked.
So stoked until the last little bit because, you know, I was like, look, I got this vision. I want you to go sit on this little bridge. And it was like on top of this creek. And I'm like, I'm going to fly the drone kind of like along the creek. And then I'm going to like come up to you. You're going to be singing. What are we pausing?
What do you think happens next? I'll give you 5 seconds and then we'll...
Oh, yeah. I mean, they probably already know.
All right, go.
The drone fell in the creek.
Ah, shoot.
So it was like this tiny little creek.
He wasn't ready.
And some reason, like, the drone was going nutso. Like, the wind was just taking it. And it didn't even feel windy, like, where I was standing on the side of the creek. And I'm like, why is it doing this? But like,
I wonder if it's because it was coming through the tunnel of the, I wonder if
maybe the water was coming. I don't know. Anyways, it was like windy and like moving my drone around. And sure enough, it knocks it right into a little like branch. The blade hits the branch and it just kerplunks in the water. And I'm on the opposite side of the creek.
I'm mid singing.
He's on the bridge and I'm literally like, go run.
I'm like, so, you get it. You're like,
ah. I'm like, I can't swim.
I'm like, crap.
And so he runs around, gets in the creek, picks up the drone, and I'm like, oh my God, did I just break the drone? Because drones aren't cheap. And luckily Luke dried it out. We let it sit overnight, tried it out today. And it still works.
Thank God.
Literally,
thank God.
Yes. So very happy about that. So that was our one little disaster. And then our second little disaster.
Oh, jeez.
Is I got, we get home. We're like, wow, solid day.
Solid day.
We created
good recovery after the drone. The drone fell in the water and we still shot after that. I'm soaking wet.
Yeah.
My feet are
We didn't shoot with the drone. We shot with my camera.
Feet are soaking wet. So we powered through.
We did.
Okay, we come back.
And then So I'm like, okay, let me go through all this stuff. Let me look at the footage. I pull up the first video of Luke singing from my camera. Drone footage, phenomenal. Looks beautiful. Pennsylvania foliage, incredible.
Mm.
Pull up the first video from my camera of him singing, and I'm like, huh. Wow, this looks like absolute poop.
What?
Cool. Why? Like, I'm like, why does my super nice camera look so bad? And I like click like the get info little thing in the details. And it said my frame rate was, oh shoot, I'm blanking. 1080 by 720, I think. And it's supposed to be 1920 by 1080.
That's so basically, a big difference.
So basically, it's like half the resolution that you should be shooting in. And I like go to my camera settings, and sure enough, my video settings got changed. Don't know when.
Because we shot, crazy.
Yeah, because we've shot stuff, like video stuff before. It's been a while.
Yeah, but still.
But I don't know why it would have like changed over. So all of Luke's footage
is
like
ghost.
Super low resolution, like looks terrible. And I was like, cool. Hey, Luke, how do you feel about reshooting everything? Wasn't it so fun that you want to do it again?
Dude, my freaking heart sunk into my stomach. I was like, no.
He's like, what do you mean? And I'm like, well,
what?
Here's the issue. I'm not a professional and I kind of screwed up with my settings.
But we live and we learn, and we're going to get after it again this weekend.
Yes, and honestly, it's going to be better than it was.
And it'll be real quick, too, because we already know what we want and how we're going to do it.
Exactly. It's going to be great.
Yeah!
So anyways, that was that little thing.
Yeah.
Okay, let's end with a fun little game of this or that.
This or that.
No, we just do it twice. Oh, that's funny. Okay.
Yeah.
So, in honor of the fact that it snowed this morning.
Honor of.
This isn't like a Christmas, this or that. We're not there yet. I realize that. We still have Thanksgiving.
This is Halloween.
But Halloween's past. So this is more like a winter, this or that.
What's this?
Are you listening to me?
Yeah.
Okay, it's a winter, this or that, okay?
Okay. What's this? There's bright things in the air. What's this? I can't believe my eyes must be dreaming. Wake up drunk. This isn't fair. What's this?
You're the worst sometimes, truly, when I'm trying to speak and you just sing or say backup things.
Yeah.
Especially when I have no idea what they are, so they're just random.
Nightmare Before Christmas.
Never seen it. Okay. I think
the pumpkin.
I think you're almost so tired that you're delusional. Okay, this or that winter edition. You ready for this?
Yes.
Or that. I get it. All right, number one. I already know your answer to this. It's kind of a stupid question, actually.
All right.
Beanie or scarf?
Totally scarf. No, dude, beanie for sure.
I know. I think this is more of a girl question.
Yeah. Where'd you get this?
I would be beanie too. I actually don't love scarves because of the fact that they like mess up your hair. No, it's like they can't breathe. Well, when I had long hair, it's like there would be like a rat's nest underneath my hair if I wore a scarf. Now that it's short, I'm sure I can wear scarves much easier.
They do protect your neck, but...
Yeah, they're warm. They're cozy, but I'd still rather be in a beanie.
Yeah.
You don't have to wash your hair and it's just cute, you know?
True. Best of both worlds.
Okay, next one.
Two birds, one stone.
Stop it. Skiing or tubing?
Skiing. Duh.
I'm tubing. For now. Oh, yeah, we got our icon pass, which is our skiing season pass.
Yeah, I'm stoked.
So I'm going to learn how to ski and be a ski bunny. But right now, I love tubing.
Can't wait to rip it.
Okay, next one.
Throw some backies.
Eggnog or hot chocolate?
Eggnog.
You didn't even hear it all. Okay, the answer is hot chocolate.
What did I miss? You legit said everything.
Well, it sounded like you started saying eggnog before I even said hot chocolate.
No, I said it legit right after because...
You're a big eggnog guy, aren't you?
Love eggnog. Huge eggnog, dude. Hmm. Noggin.
How much nog could an eggnog nog if eggnog could nog nog?
I don't know. Guess okay. We'll have to find out.
Ready? Real tree or fake tree?
Real tree.
For Christmas. Real tree. I agree. Just something about the smell.
If you're in a place where, yeah, if you're just...
Yeah, if you're in a place where you can.
I really feel like, nothing against the South, but I just feel like the North is just like better trees.
No.
And it's like...
That's so silly.
It's just kind of like...
Take that back.
It's just like the pine trees are meant for the North.
No, we have pine trees down South.
I didn't say you didn't, but what I'm saying...
Have you ever gotten a pine tree? Have you ever gotten a pine tree in the South?
No.
Exactly. So don't say that.
I know.
So don't say that. You don't know. Hey. You can't say that till you tried them both.
I can't say that.
You can't say that.
Sticking to that gun.
I agree.
Sticking to it.
Real tree.
Real tree.
Something about the smell. And haven't had a real tree ever since I like left my house in Georgia. Because I feel like real trees are like just expensive when you're like a college kid.
It sounds like a country song. Never had a real Christmas tree till I left my house. Merry Christmas.
Whatever. So I'm super pumped that we're going to get a real tree this year. Okay, last one. Play in snow or sit by the fire? Oh, that stumped you. I thought for sure you'd be playing snow.
It all depends. I mean, sitting by a fire is pretty darn cozy.
It's so cozy.
I'm all about coziness.
I would rather sit in my PJs by a fire drinking hot chocolate any day than go play in the snow.
It all depends.
I'd rather just look out the window and see the snow. Wow, that's so beautiful. Oh, this fire is cozy, you know?
No, I enjoy playing in the snow for sure, but there's something about a nice cozy fire. I think I'll have to go with the fire.
That is such good news because we've never like been in snow together. I'm so glad you're going to sit by the fire with me.
You live in Georgia.
No, I don't.
You did.
I did.
We lived in the South the whole time.
I know.
Much.
That's what I'm saying. We've never experienced snow. I felt like you'd be the kind of guy that would be like out in the snow the whole time, you know?
Back in the day. Back in the day.
You would be a snow guy?
I mean, I still am.
Yeah.
I'd still get in there. I'm not going to lie.
But if you had to choose, you'd sit by the cozy
fire. But if
fire.
I had to choose.
Drinking your eggnog.
It's all about. Oh.
By the real pine tree.
Ooh,
oh, my
from
gosh.
The north.
I'm ready for it.
Yes.
Are you ready for it? I am. All right. Well,
gosh, that was pretty solid, this or that.
I know. We're going to post some on our Instagram. We're just going to be so interactive this week because you know what?
What?
I've been slacking on the Ketchup with the Fries Instagram.
Mm.
And I have been. And I apologize because I love interacting on, like, playing fun games on the feed.
Yeah.
So this week we're doing it.
Do
we're
going to
have all the interaction.
You're in charge.
I'm in charge. Thanks for listening, you guys. I hope you have the best weekend. They're going to be like, where's all the posts?
Yeah.
Hope you guys have the best weekend.
Keep her accountable.
Please do. And we'll see you guys next week.
Heck yeah.
Peace out.
See you.
Bye.